Yeah.
So, for example, you know, I told you I grew up as a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I've started to set up a program of behaviors to help me change that, or I started to do that. And one of them was to make sure to order my own meal at the restaurant as opposed to always sharing whatever my husband ordered.
Hmm.
And letting him make the choice.
Wow.
I can't believe the stuff that goes through your mind when you try and do that. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it won't be as good.
Yeah.
I'll make a mistake. And that's underneath
gosh.
That is the fear that you're going to make the wrong choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is that where a mentor could come in and help?
Yes, absolutely.
So why is having a mentor so important?
So a mentor is important because, one, the mentor is going to help you to see what your beliefs are.
Mm, okay.
They're going to point out when you are actually talking yourself down. I just went through a series, a workshop series called Release Your Brilliance, and had my clients talk to each other about what had happened in the past week and give feedback on whether it was positive or negative. And they went away just with their eyes wide open and realizing how many ways they talk that they put themselves down or they talk about negative things.
Yeah, we're not even aware of it. We're not even aware.
And we're not even aware of it.
Yeah.
So you having a mentor who is skilled at listening will remind you and help start to train and develop new patterns,
mm-hmm.
new behavior patterns, new habits.
Mm-hmm. So is there a tip that you could share for people to stop what you call playing small? What can we do with that? How can we stop that?
Well, I can give you three tips.
Okay. Love three tips. Yes.
And they all, see, you actually, we need all three keys. One by itself is not going to be enough.
Okay.
And I actually go through this in this, I have a webinar series coming up that explains these three keys.
Oh, tell about that.
The first is connecting with.
Tell about your webinar series right now, and then you can tell at the end. But I want to, let's get on the, let's do
so,
that now.
So the first is, and I will, as I said, I'll explain it more in detail if you come to my webinar. But the first is connecting with your brilliance. This is the uplifting stuff. This is the stuff that you love to do. So you really, really want to dial in because that just really makes our bodies feel happy and safe and,
mm-hmm.
and contented. So that's number one. Number two, when we start to do that, if it goes against our beliefs that we've developed since childhood, then it will start to trigger that fear. Like my trying to order my own menu and coming up with all these thoughts about how it's so terrible, it's not going to be right, it's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to release the emotions. So the tip number two would be to allow the feeling to dissipate rather than tamping it down or ignoring it.
Yeah.
And then what we tend to do is we tend to ignore our feelings. And what I'm saying is that actually, if you focus on the feeling without the thoughts, you can release that feeling, that sensation in 2 minutes or less.
Yeah, I believe it. Yes. Wow.
It's the thoughts that keep on re-triggering it over and
Bingo.
Over again.
Bingo. Our feelings are based in our thoughts. That's right. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
So then the third thing is working on your thoughts.
Hmm.
It's starting to change them, recognizing
mm-hmm.
them, becoming aware,
yeah.
and starting to change them.
Yeah.
And then when you have all three of those things, that's when you start to stop playing small. But the first thing is to get in touch with your brilliance. What is it that you love to do?
Yeah. 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 Like when I finally sat down and said, what do I love doing? I love teaching. And I've been doing that ever since. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And there's somebody made a quote that when you make a commitment to what it is that you really want to do, the universe moves heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Wow. 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 So who is your ideal client, doctor? Who is your ideal? If you had an ideal client, who would he or she be?
Well, my ideal client is somebody who is feeling stuck, is being held back, either emotionally, that they are aware of the emotions. Sometimes it's like the woman I told you about who believed that she was responsible for her the way in which her father died.
Oh, gosh, that's so sad. Yeah.
Or I had another woman who came to me. She'd been grieving with her her husband for 20 years, the loss of her husband for 20 years. She was stuck. And, you know, it was she was the perfect client because she was totally willing to try the things that I suggested. And they made huge difference because we worked on those three areas. And it has transformed her life. She no longer cries. She used to cry every time she saw her son because he reminded her of her husband.
Oh, gosh, gosh.
And she doesn't do that anymore. It stopped. It's gone. And the first thing was to allow her feelings because she never felt that she had a right to have her feelings.
Yeah. So how do you work with them? How did you, quote, fix them, unquote? Or what did you do? Or what do you do? Or...
Well, I work on those three keys that I was telling you about. I help them to get in touch with what it is that they really love to do and enjoy.
Uh-huh.
That's the first thing. That's you start to learn, oh, I do have control over how my body feels.
Yeah.
Only I don't have to take drugs to change it, you know? I don't have to sit in front of the TV to ignore my feelings. I don't have to indulge in eating to feel better. I can actually do things that are uplifting, that are good for me.
Yeah.
And then two, I help them to get in touch with their feelings. And sometimes we don't have the patience.
How do you do that? How do you help them get in touch with their feelings?
Well, I can demonstrate it with you right now.
Okay.
I'd ask you, what are you feeling right now? Close your eyes and check in with your body right now. What are you aware of that's going on in your body? If you start at the top of your head, how's your head feeling?
Mm-hmm.
How's the area around your eyes and sinuses?
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in your jaws? How do your jaws feel? We often keep a lot of tension in our jaws.
Yeah.
And then just work right down the body.
Right down
and
the
I
body.
And I will talk somebody through it. And when they find an area, we stop. Say, okay, so what are you feeling? Watch that. And the thing is, a lot of the feelings that we feel are created through our thoughts. They're
not real feelings. They're not real. Yes.
They're not real sensations in the body. They are.
Incorrect
but if
things
we keep on
saying.
Thinking, they will become real.
That's right. That's called neuroplasticity. That's right. That's what the brain does. The brain, you lock on to new thoughts, and the brain just rewires itself so the new thoughts not only become the way you think, they become who you are.
When you start to understand how the brain and body work, you get a lot more careful about what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I say to my audiences, I say, when you're done with this seminar, you're going to be a healthy skeptic. You're going to be questioning what you've been saying to yourself all your life.
Yeah.
And what's so wonderful about the brain is the brain doesn't care whether what you are saying is true or not. So when you say something different, the brain never says, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. The brain just says, oh, okay. And you keep locking onto it, and eventually those old thoughts get replaced by new thoughts.
Right.
Is it hard?
Well, you
yes,
might find
it can
some
be.
Resistance.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, is it hard?
You know,
yes,
fight with you,
it
and
is.
You want to work through that, and that's where a mentor is.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they'll keep you on that,
yeah.
that path.
Yes. And gosh, as you talk, I can just sense your enjoyment and your love for this coming right through the telephone line. Why do you love this work so much, Michelle? What makes you love this work so much?
Why do I love this work so much? Well, part of it is seeing the changes in my clients, giving them back their lives, giving them back the joy in their life. And part of it is that I believe that as I enable more people to step into their power and purpose, that I'm that's my way of contributing to transforming the planet.
Yeah. One person at a time.
I believe that a lot of the misery that's going on right now can all be traced back to early childhood wounds. That even somebody, and I don't want to get too political here, but like Donald Trump, that need that he has that makes him do the sort of things, I'm sure, go back to early childhood wounds.
Yeah.
He didn't feel loved.
So how can a listener get in contact with you? How can they do that?
Okay, so I have a gift, and that is my stress release body scan audio, which they can download that will help the listener to tap into their feelings, just like I was starting to do with you, Steve.
Yes.
It will take you through that journey and help you to check in with your body and find out where you're holding feelings, where you're holding emotions that are stuck. And mm-hmm. and you'll know because there's discomfort. And then it talks you through releasing that feeling.
Hmm.
That's you can find it by going to releaseandthrive.com.
Okay.
Release and thrive.
That's one word, releaseandthrive.com.
That's right.
Okay.
And is spelled out.
Okay.
And the other thing I had talked about earlier was that I have a webinar coming up in a couple of weeks, and you can find out more about that by going to my website under events, or directly if you type in live and die with no regret.
So that's a website too? So you have two websites?
Well, it redirects people to that point.
Oh, okay.
It's like a quick, you know, you don't have to find your way around the website. You go right to the page.
Okay.
So it's live and die with no regret. And it's all one word.
Okay, great.
And then finally, my website is secretsoflifeanddeath.com.
Okay, okay. So why would a person call you? What reasons would a person have to call you? Where can you help?
Because they're feeling stuck. They're feeling frustrated. They're feeling like life is passing them by. They might have want to do something with their lives. They don't know quite what it is, but they just feel stuck. They feel trapped. They feel unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And they like what I've been saying, that they are attracted to the way in which I think.
Yeah.
Because I believe that, you know, we're right for certain people. And so if you like what I'm saying, if you like the way in which I see the world, if you have old emotional wounds or trauma from your past that is probably holding you back, or you have a mindset that is holding you back, or you have emotions that are holding you back from stepping into your power, check out my website.
Yeah.
And if that seems right, you'll have an opportunity to connect with me more. There's even on the website, Secrets of Life and Death, you can find the contact information for sending me an email.
Now, you also do grief counseling. Talk about that, would you?
Right. I do grief counseling, and in fact, on my website is a free mini book for people who are struggling with grief, even in the early stages. And it's a wonderful little book that has great techniques, tools for navigating grief and loss. And it's called Essentials for Grieving Well is the little book.
Okay.
But that's on my website. Generally, the people who come and get the best help from me, not always, but generally are people who are a little bit further on past the first 3 months of grief and loss. During that first 3 months, your body's in shock. You have to just survive that first part. You don't really have the capacity to get direction or help. You just have to, and oftentimes people will distract or tap down, or some people just go into depression because it's such a traumatic experience when you lose somebody very close to you.
Yes.
You know, and of course it's on a continuum. Different people will respond in different ways.
Yeah.
And some people, I mean, I have worked with people who have, you know, had lost somebody like a week or two ago. And they're fine because they just have a different...
This perspective, yeah.
Yeah, different perspective. But generally, I would say you want to get through those first 3 months. And that's... check out the mini book. It's got a lot of great information for what you need to do to take care of yourself.
So any last messages that you'd like to give my listener before we bow out of this?
Yes. And that is to remember to breathe. We all breathe, but oftentimes we breathe very shallowly and we don't pay attention.
Yeah.
When you learn to breathe with awareness, to stop, to take a pause, that's an opportunity for you to check in with yourself, with the well-being in yourself. We too often, myself included, get so involved in what it's we're doing that we don't stop and check in.
Wow.
And breathing's a great way to do that. Breathing's awesome because not only does it calm down the body, it literally, when you do a deep, slow breathing, it will stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system to calm you down.
Yeah.
But it's also connection to spirit.
Yeah.
It's, you know, direct connection to that altered state of consciousness.
Absolutely.
It changes your brainwave.
Yeah. Well, gosh, Michelle, this has been absolutely amazing. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for spending an hour with us here. On
You're
KWS.
So welcome.
This is amazing. This interview is going to be online on my website, StephenRCampbell.com, in about a week once I edit it and get it going. So I'll let you know then. And Michelle, again, one more time, how can people get a hold of you?
All right. So immediately, a free gift at releaseandthrive.com.
Okay.
releaseandthrive.com, and that will put you on my follow-up list. You will start to get maybe a monthly email talking about these kinds of issues. The other, if you're interested in my webinar, liveanddiewithnoregret.com, liveanddiewithnoregret.com. And if you just want to check out my website, secretsoflifeanddeath.com.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you so much, and stay on the line because I want to talk to you afterwards. And this has been such a joy. This is KOWS in Sebastopol. Welcome, and I'm so glad that you spent your time with us.